So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Ringy ding ding. What's up, guys? Welcome to the show. It is Tuesday. You got Moose, you got Breezy, and we're just...
We're checking in, baby.
That's what we do at this time. Getting a checkup from the neck up. 585-252-9800. Why are your vibes absolutely through the roof this morning? Is it because it's close to 40 degrees?
Mm-hmm. It's warm, guys. Everyone's like tanning.
Where's everyone?
They're wearing their capris.
You know I am.
Who's here this morning? Let's check in with our friends. We have Megan weighing in.
What's up, Megan?
Says, good morning. Vibes are high today. Very excited for your live show. I will be winning tickets.
Yes, that's how.
Not her manifesting.
That's how you get in.
You got to do it. You got to do it. We're so excited to hang out with you guys. All of us in one room. Dangerous, truly.
Jiva Theater, February 6th, Friday night. Breezy and I will take the stage for our first live show, PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy, live after dark.
1 month from today. Good morning, guys. It's Candy Andy. Doing all right tonight. Been a long night.
Sure. Working those salt mines, buddy.
Ready to go home. Love you guys. Love you so much.
Have the best day, buddy. Thanks for tuning in.
He's just chipping away at Himalayan from the wall. Yeah.
That's not the type of salt he deals with.
Yes, yes. Different, of course. And then Olivia's here. She says, good morning. Vibes are okay today. I'm already ready for my next vacation. It's only been one day back at work.
Come on. Three more days till the weekend.
You gotta do it. So important. What about you? Vibes?
Vibes are good. I had such a comfortable evening.
That's good.
Yeah, it was nice. I was like, what's for dinner? I'll order Chinese.
Oh my God. Didn't you just do that?
Yeah.
What
do you mean? Did I just do that?
We talked yesterday and a friend was like, I want you to come out. And you're like, no, I'm staying home and ordering Chinese.
That was Sunday.
Yesterday was Monday. Okay. What is wrong with you, truly?
I don't know.
Did you really order Chinese 2 days in a row?
Well, from different locations. You know, you do your French onion soup reviews. I do my Chinese food reviews.
I've done that in 5 years. Okay, perfect.
I'm just trying to make myself feel better. Vibes are through the roof.
Oh, my gosh. Help.
I know. My ankles are all swollen, you guys. What's up with
you? Not only that, but, like, your bank account's depleting.
You had a hectic morning. Stressful.
Oh, my God, I did. So, Patrice called me, and I didn't answer because I was obviously running around getting ready. And then she called me again, or she texted me and was like, you need to call me right now. I'm freaking out. So I was like, oh my God, something really tragic happened. She ended up hitting a deer, which is obviously not anything fun you want to endure.
No, it's not.
And there's a lot of fur. There's a lot of fur in the grill right now. She's never hit a deer before. So we were trying to figure that out. She's like, am I going to jail? Am I getting arrested? I'm like, no, why would you be getting arrested? She's like, well, I fled the scene. I'm like, there's nothing to, give me the deer CPR. Like, what do you mean? I don't know.
This is not considered a hit and run.
Right.
It's not.
It's a one car accident. It's not. Anyways. So she's like, can I still go to the gym? I'm like, yes. Don't let that deer get in the way of your goals. You know what I mean? Don't let that deer get in the way.
The car is drivable.
Allegedly.
Listen, anyone who's hit a deer, I've done that quite a few times. I know you have too, Breezy.
I had deer run into the side of my car. I'm like,
mine too.
I was driving, but okay.
I was at a red light, came out of nowhere, just plowed into me. And I'm like, listen, it could be, so many people have died from hitting a deer. That thing goes through the windshield. You got to be so careful.
Right.
And she's very lucky.
Yeah.
In her car, she's still drivable.
Yeah.
Yeah, that doesn't.
Thank goodness. So, yeah, that's what's going on over here. Very stressful morning.
It's hunting season. She doesn't even own a weapon.
I know.
It's crazy. All right. Thank you guys so much for tuning in and for the good vibes. Hit us up on our socials. I'm Moose Breezy on air in 98PXY Rochester. The big story of the day is coming up. People are not happy. Because Wegmans confirmed that they're using this new technology, and people got a lot of questions. They should.
Yeah.
We'll tell you what they're doing and why people are up in arms about it coming up next on the show.
Wake up to PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
When you tell your smart device to
play 98 PXY.
Teddy Swims on PXY Mornings. Moose, Breezy, welcome back to the show, you guys. 39 for the high today with rain. Wegmans confirmed it is using facial recognition technology in a small fraction of its 114 stores. Now, people started asking a lot of questions after signs were posted in several New York City locations that revealed the grocery chain is now using biometric technology in some of its stores. So the signage, which is required under New York City law, alerts customers that biometric data may be collected on the premises. Mm-hmm. And that includes facial recognition and technology they're using in some cases and other biometric identifiers. So Wegmans officials said the cameras only use facial recognition to identify people who have previously been flagged for misconduct. So they say. They say the data is not shared with any third party and the technology is being used to keep stores safe and secure.
It's going somewhere, some way.
Well,
so
officials also stated that they don't use biometric data like retinal scans or voice prints. So does that automatically mean we believe them? Damn it, Danny. Here's part of the statement from Wegmans.
He has no idea what's going on.
No, here's part of the statement that Wegmans said about this technology within their stores. They said, we understand concerns about fairness and bias in facial recognition systems. We empty a multitude of training and safety measures to help keep people safe. Facial recognition technology serves as one investigative lead for us. We never base our decisions on a single lead alone. Our goal is simple. Keep our stores safe and secure. I don't know. Does this bother anyone or do you not care as long as it's for safety? Because it's not like...
I mean, like, you're on camera anyways.
Everywhere. It's not like our phones are not listening to us 24/7.
Right. I mean, it's just the world we live in. If you're like, oh my God, I can't believe it, then, I don't know, do DoorDash or Instacart or something. I don't.
My family and I talked about this over the holiday. We kept having conversations about random places and things. Sure enough, one of us had an ad pop up on our phone the next morning. Really? An ad for a ski trip in the Swiss Alps?
Yeah.
Whatever you say.
Mentioned it one time.
Right. That's what happened.
Yeah.
Andy, well, oh, hold on. Let me get to a text. Andy said, I would like to know how long they keep the data for. We don't share it. That's great. But how long do they store it for?
Till their hard drive gets full. I mean, please.
There's no privacy anymore, guys. It is what it is. They do it at Eastview Mall. There's cameras everywhere in that parking lot. So they got license plate readers. If they see someone in who previously had misconduct, they're going to go out and arrest them before they even enter the mall. Hmm. They've been doing that for a couple of years. I remember we talked about that. So I don't think it's Rochester.
Not worried.
New York City. Coming up on the show, I will admit it. Yes, sometimes I forget people's names once in a while.
Nope. Every day. People that you talk about or talk to on a daily basis don't know their name.
Yeah, you know,
I think the only reason you know my name is because someone says it before we go on the air. So,
yeah, you're in the show open.
Studio. Yeah, it's all around the studio.
And when I say people, I am talking about family, and I've gotten a ton of slack for it.
It's slack, not slack. Flack.
But my family is not letting me live this down. Mm-hmm. And I need to know if this has ever happened to you because, you know, it has been a little bit awkward.
I think that it's awkward because yesterday we were literally having a conversation about someone, and not even 2 minutes into the conversation, you started calling them a different name.
Yeah, that's true.
And it's my family.
That did happen. I'll tell you all about it coming up next on this show. Stay there.
98PXY is free and always will be.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. Yeah, what can I say? Sometimes I slip up. Sometimes I forget names of the people I love and care about the most.
I would say it's like 90% of the time.
Now, I've shared plenty of times on the show, I think, where I had moments of forgetting my date's name, people I've gone out with.
Yeah.
It came time to introduce them to friends or coworkers. And in my defense, though, the last time that happened was years ago. And we were on like our fifth date, so I was still getting to know her. But yeah.
Literally been hanging out for a month. I love you, Rebecca. She's like, my name's Sam.
I forgot her name. I don't know how this happens. I just space out.
I think that it's concerning because the people that you're forgetting their names aren't just like, oh, I've met you a couple times. No, these are very close people in your life.
Very close people. It's not my strong suit. I will admit that. But I am working on becoming better in 2026 when it comes to remembering the names of my family members. For example, my niece and nephew.
And my family members too, please.
Yours too. You would have thought I murdered the family pet on Sunday. My beautiful niece and nephew, aka the twins, turned 2 years old on Sunday. And I did a nice little happy birthday story on social media for them, like I do for all the special people in my life.
Right.
And I said, happy birthday to my Christian and Savannah Rose. And my mom texted me about an hour later and says, what is wrong with you? I said, what? She goes, who is Savannah Rose? Your niece's name is Savannah Grace. I said, is it? She goes, your other niece is Olivia Rose. I said, oh, I thought it was Olivia Grace. I got confused.
I love you and I love your love for space, but you take it too far and you are a full-fledged space cadet. You have no idea
what's
going on.
No, that's not true.
Half the time.
I disagree. Sometimes when it comes to names, I don't know. I'm trying my best out here. I really am.
Sometimes I genuinely don't know if you're doing it on purpose or not. Because you have been calling a coworker of ours by the wrong name for years. I mean, granted, she's only worked here for like 2 years, but you will see her here. You will see her in public. You will see her anywhere and call her a completely different name.
There's a girl down the hall named Hope that we work with. And anytime I've ever seen her, I've called her Paige. I don't know why. She looks like a Paige. And every single time I have apologized, I'm very sincere. I feel very bad. I go back and I do it all over again.
At what point is the apology just water? You know what I mean?
At this point, I totally understand if I'm not her favorite person.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yesterday, we were talking about my brother, Max,
who,
I mean, you've known him for years.
Yeah.
And
great dude.
You're like, so what's going on with Sam? I'm like, who's Sam?
I kept calling him.
Like,
Your brother?
I'm like, I don't have a brother named Sam, unfortunately. so
I don't know what's
crazy.
Up, guys. I should have shared this story in the 9 o'clock hour because all the employees that work with my sister-in-law, Heather, they all think I'm the worst uncle to begin with. Well, you know what I mean?
You know what I mean?
Yeah, they're constantly judging. Listen, I made an honest mistake. Then my brother texted me correcting my mistake, and he had to add in there that I'm just an absolutely useless uncle. Then my sister-in-law texted me with a whole bunch of question marks. She says, your niece's name is Savannah Grace. Like, I can hear the condescending tone in her voice. It's clear as day, you know? Yeah. And I forget names at times when it comes to remembering people, their names and whatnot. But I am sorry. I have a lot of good qualities, and I'm trying to figure out what some of those are.
We all are.
But I won't lie. I was embarrassed, and I owned up to the fact that I slipped up. What is the worst embarrassing thing you've done around your family, and you still get roasted for it today?
But, like, here's the problem that I have with you is, like, yeah, you felt that embarrassment in the moment, but you're never going to feel enough embarrassment to change your ways or try harder to know someone's name.
Well,
you're still going to call people the wrong name.
Well, it's not like I'm doing it on purpose, Breezy. It's not like I don't care. I just, you know.
Do you? But you see how that comes off, though, that you don't care.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
That's why I was embarrassed, because I do care. Let's go over to Greg. Moose, you're
meeting these kids for the first time. It's like, hi, it's their second birthday, so.
At least I got their birthday correct. They are turning two. Greg says, Moose, you remind me of the deadbeat uncle. Thank you, Greg. During my high school graduation, he was like, congratulations, Gary. I said, my name is Greg.
Yep.
He looked at me like he was finding that out for the first time.
Yep. And not to mention, they just announced his name live on stage to walk across it. So how are you not knowing it?
That's true.
Yep.
Let's go over to Christina. 585-252-9800. Christina says, at my cousin's wedding, I got up to give a toast, completely forgot my cousin's new husband's name. And I stood there staring for like 10 seconds and then said, love you. You know who you are.
Oh, yep.
Family family still brings it up every holiday.
So I did something at a wedding once too that I still think about to this day, but no one ever called me out on it. I officiated my really good friend's wedding.
Yeah.
And I went through the whole spiel. And I'm pretty sure I said their last name wrong, which is like the only thing you need to do. The only thing you need is their last name. So I said Lonsberry, but it's Lounsberry.
Yes.
But yeah.
Yeah, I was so embarrassed last year. You remember around this time my buddy came in the studio. He did a short film. They made it here in Rochester, New York. And then I had to go to the theater and do the Q&A on stage.
Mm-hmm.
Every single one of his family members was there. Mm-hmm. Everybody. The whole night on stage, I'm calling him by the wrong last name. I thought nobody corrected me. I'm like, dude, why didn't you say something? You made me sit there and look stupid in front of your whole family. I was so embarrassed.
Must be a really good friend.
I felt so bad.
He's like my buddy, my good friend.
I know. I used to date his sister, too.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Really left a lasting impact, truly.
I know. Her parents were there. Oh, so bad, you guys. Let me go
I
over
love
to.
How you blame other people for your shortcomings. You're like, why didn't you tell me? It's like, well, I've known you for 5 years. Like,
somebody help me out here, you know?
Oh my God.
Trying to do you a solid. Chuck says, I don't know what's worse, forgetting their names or posting it on social media. Okay.
Okay.
I got to send this audio to my brother and sister-in-law, and then maybe I'll be off the hook. This is a public apology. So to my beautiful Savannah, Grace.
Not Savannah Rose.
I love you.
98PXY.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
How can anyone in their right mind cut another child's hair without asking the parent first because you think I'm just doing them a favor?
Right.
It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. We have Katrina on hold waiting to speak with us this morning, and her story is crazy. 585-252-9800. What would you do if another parent decided to cut your child's hair without even asking? Hi, Katrina. Good morning.
Good morning. Hi.
Hi, good morning.
I listen to you guys all the time, so thank you for doing what you do. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, my queen.
You are just in turmoil right now.
Fully.
This is, I don't mean to laugh, because obviously you were very pissed off. Tell us what happened.
I know, I am. I just, but it's not your fault, so I was trying to, you know, open well.
Yeah. Open gently. Yeah.
That's fine.
You know, but yes, I'm so mad about this. And I love you guys. So I was hoping to get your hot take on this. So, my daughter, she went on a play date, about a week ago to her friend's house. She comes home and her bangs had been cut by the other mom.
Someone cut her bangs.
What?
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure. It obviously probably the first thing you noticed too, right?
Yeah. She didn't call. She didn't text. She just decided my daughter's hair wasn't right, and she just was going to take scissors to it. And I was so angry.
I don't know a single parent that would do that.
I know. Okay. That's what I thought too, right? And my daughter, my sweet daughter, she looked so embarrassed. Because she thought that she had to let it happen.
Right. And
you know,
your daughter's how old?
She's 7.
It's okay. Yeah. So when an adult said, come over here, I'm going to do this for you, she probably was like, okay, please and thank you.
Right.
She's like, got it.
She's a good kid, and she listens to, you know, she listens
authority.
To adults.
Yeah.
And so she thought that she had to let it happen, but like who just cut somebody else's kid's hair? That's my kid. That's my decision. And I reached out to the mom. Mom's a professional hairstylist. Okay. And
so?
I reached out to her.
So?
And said, I'm really confused.
But
she thought because she's a hairstylist, she could just do that and not even ask you for permission. Explain that to me.
Yeah, right. What? That's diabolical.
Yeah, thank you. Make it make sense, right? So the mom says, I was trying to help. I'm a professional. This is what I do. I was trying to help. It's not like I'm going to charge you for it.
Oh my God. What?
Yeah. Can you believe that? She
really said that.
Can you
that.
Believe that? And she goes, oh, I'm sorry. I crossed the line. If I crossed the line, I really was just trying to help. And I was like, you know, some kind of help is the kind of help we all can do without. Thank you. You
no,
know?
Of course.
Also,
yeah.
Like, bangs are such a pain in the ass. If anything, she's adding more on your plate.
I mean, where did you leave off?
I mean, I don't want my daughter to lose her best friend over this. And so that's the other thing, is that I don't want to, like, make it hard for my kid socially. And I, so again, you know, I don't want my kid to lose her friend, but I definitely don't want her, you know, going on sleepovers at a friend's house after this.
I mean, this is absolutely criminal.
She comes home with fake veneers in her mouth. What, she's like now on Toddlers and Tiaras. We don't know.
I don't know a single parent that would go out of the way to cut another child's hair without asking their parent first.
Yeah.
I don't know a single person that would ever do that.
Even if you do that for a living, you still talk to the other mom first.
Correct. Well, be honest. Did she do a good job, though? Does it look nice?
It's okay.
Yeah, it looks
okay. It's fine. But like...
okay.
But that's not...
That wasn't the choice that you wanted to make.
But like you said, I don't want to do the maintenance of keeping her in bangs, and growing it out is such a pain.
Yeah, this is probably...
Bangs are wild.
Listen, if she does this and thinks it's okay, now the next time you send your daughter over there, now that's the only thing on your mind. What is she going to do now? I mean, you got to set some serious...
What is she going to do now? Yeah.
A perm.
Yeah. Full. And the kid doesn't even like it. You know, she's just like, it looks fine, but she, you know, but she doesn't really like it all that much because she's never had bangs in her life.
Katrina, let's get to some texts coming in right now, because a lot of people have a lot to say about this. 585-252-9800. You guys can call or text this morning. What would you do if another parent cut your child's hair without asking you? Thank you so much for your call this morning.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Hey, chin up.
Chin up, Katrina. Keep high and tight. You know what I mean?
Thank you so much for the original message, too. Have a great day, okay?
Oh, you guys, too. Happy New Year. Be well.
You, too. Thanks. Well, I guess the question this morning, too, is whether or not you would let your child continue to see a friend after something like this. I don't know. I would be too worried.
I would feel a little eerie of them going to that house.
Yeah, you want to talk about crossing boundaries. So for any of you just tuning in, yeah, Katrina's 7-year-old daughter went on a play date with her friend, and the mom, who's a professional hairstylist, decided, you know what? I'm going to cut your hair without asking your mom. How's that sound?
She's like, what?
There's nobody in their right mind I know that would ever do such a thing. That is, like I said, totally criminal.
Also, like, I don't know. Her being a hairdresser makes it, like, not okay. I mean, it makes more sense as to why she would do it. But, yeah, like, if she wasn't a hairdresser, that would make it even weirder.
Well, I know. It's not like this is her client.
Right.
What do you do?
She's like, are you paying cash or card? She's like, I never asked for this. I never once asked for this.
Let's go over to Nicole, who's weighing in first. Who gives a favor with scissors without asking? I would be livid. I don't care if she's a stylist. Boundaries are boundaries. Next time her daughter comes over for a play date, you should shave her eyebrows and say you were trying to help. That's extreme.
Yeah, we're not going to.
Thanks, Nicole. We're going to move
on.
She's
like an eye for an eye. I'm like, oh, dear. No, that's not it.
Good morning, Moose and Breezy. Oh, heck no. I don't play that. Too many parents like Katrina, like this Katrina mom, are way too patient today. If someone cut my daughter's hair without asking, I would be at the front door with scissors myself.
Oh.
People play around too much. The answer is yes, end the friendship immediately. You think?
Yeah.
Yeah.
ASAP. I wouldn't trust that they go over there.
I think more of a conversation should have been had with this woman. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I think she should have called her the second she picked her daughter. I mean, I don't know if her daughter was picked up or dropped off or whatever the case may be, but I would have said something sight unseen.
She questioned it. Well, yeah, she questioned it. Ashley said, so just because this woman cuts hair, she thinks she has the right to cut another child's hair without asking. I do spray tanning. But I'm not spraying down my daughter's friend because she's pale all winter. People are ridiculous.
Right, and that's also like someone being like, I'm a content creator. Your kid's in my videos right now. It's no, that's not how.
Listen,
no.
I don't know. It doesn't even, I'm surprised, but I'm not surprised. Because people today are brave, man. There are so many people today that just, they kind of do what they want. You know what I mean? It is scary to leave your kid somewhere today, whether you trust the people or not. Look what happens. I love how the other mom thinks she's a hero because she's a stylist. Like, thanks, Karen. You just traumatized my kid over a few bangs.
Right.
My suggestion would probably be to end that friendship. Yeah, people are down with ending the friendship.
So, yeah. I mean, she's not to be trusted. So, end the friendship because you're not going to feel safe if she goes over there for a play day. Or if you want to continue the friendship, she's only allowed at your house.
Yeah, I mean, that's the
but
only
you don't
other...
want to interact with that mom anyways, so...
Matt says, okay, I get this mom crossed some boundaries, but the real question we need to be asking is whether or not your daughter wants to remain friends with her or not. And also, does her hair actually look better? Yeah, she said it wasn't that bad, Matt.
But it's the maintenance that's going to kill her.
Yeah, I don't know too much about bangs, to be quite honest with you.
They're a nightmare. That's really all you need to know. They're an absolute nightmare. Because, I mean, you have to continue to cut them or else they're going to grow out.
Correct.
And then you're not going to be able to see. Like a shaggy dog. It's not it.
And let me get to one more message here from Kara. It says, hi, guys. I just wanted to add that it's not just the hair. It's about teaching your daughter she has control over her body. Letting it slide once tells her anyone can decide for her. Tough call on the friendship, but boundaries matter more than bangs. Yes, they do, Kara. Mm-hmm. Yes, they do. Katrina did the right thing by confronting this the stylist or whatever. But I would have had a deeper conversation because it doesn't really sound like her apology was too sincere. Right. It's like, I'm sorry, I was trying to help. I'm a stylist. It's what I do professionally. That's the line. No one touches your child without your permission. Thanks for the messages, guys. Really appreciate it. We're going to take a quick break. We'll do another parental tomorrow morning on the show.
Join Moose and Breezy anytime. Anytime.
Call or text 585-252-9800.
PXY Mornings. On the number one hit music station.
98 PXY.
Obviously, we know over the weekend, the Bills had their final matchup in the Ralph that they've called home since 1973. We talked about this yesterday. And there's a lot going on and a lot of things in place for people who want to take a piece of that stadium and keep it for memorabilia sake, memory sake, just having in general. And there is a New York company that is preparing to salvage highly sought after artifacts of the stadium and sell them. So this is a company called Collectible Exchange, and the CEO and founder, Brandon Steiner, says that some people want entire rows of seats, some people want the long benches, things like that, for their own collectible purposes.
I'm happy you actually brought this up, because I had a conversation yesterday where my brother texted me and was like, are you going to get a piece of the stadium? At all, you should try and buy something. Yeah. I'm like, how would I do that? Because I would, don't get me wrong, I would love a seat. Not that I have anywhere to put it.
Right.
But I'm sure they're going to cut up maybe some of the turf. You get a little piece of that. There's so much they can sell.
Yeah. So this is what this guy does. He is the sports marketer founder for this company, Collectible Exchange. He founded it like 6 years ago and he saw the opportunity. So he's taken down Yankee Stadium, Giants Stadium, Cowboys, and taken pieces of that and sold it. And not a lot of people took it seriously. And he was like, I can literally make a business out of this.
Sure.
So obviously, the Bills fans are diehard and they want these seats. They want pieces of the stadium. Like some people want their season seat. You
and
know
they
what I mean?
They should have it.
Yeah. So there is a lot of things go in place for that. And this Steiner, the guy, says that a seat to get it back, he said, will go for about $99 for a season ticket holder.
That's it? Yeah, that's pretty good.
They will be priority, obviously, because they, quote-unquote, own that seat. So, I think it's cool. I think a lot of people will chomp at the bit for this because, obviously, we know how insane Bills fans are and how, you know, important this closing of a chapter is to them. So, more to come on that. And you can go to this guy's site. It's Collectible Exchange and kind of work out the details there.
I love that.
Yeah.
I got to get something. I don't know what it is yet. My landlord calls me, Moose, there's a goalpost out front for you.
He's like, yeah, that's my field goal.
Yeah, bring it in through the front.
From the stadium, obviously.
Coming up on the show, as you guys know, the holidays are exhausting. And there are people who avoid family because they leave feeling worse about themselves than when they arrived. Happens all the time, does it not?
It does.
It does. So coming up, we're going to talk about that and why there's so many people who choose to just be alone by themselves for the holiday. And there's nothing wrong with that.
No.
We'll share what's going on coming up next. Stay there.
98 PXY is free. And
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy Breeze. I'm sure a lot of us are emotionally exhausted from the holidays.
Yeah.
And some of us, not all, but some of us have our families to thank for that.
It's a lot.
Hopefully, some of you had a lovely, peaceful holiday, but I could totally understand why it can be a lot. And we would love for any of you to open up this morning and, you know, maybe share why you choose shorter visits or why you choose to not even show up.
Protect your peace. You know what I mean?
Well, as you know, mental health is super important. And I love my family. They mean the world to me. But there's a lot of people, and I have a few friends who do the same. They avoid family because they leave feeling worse about themselves than when they actually showed up.
It's triggering. It can be triggering.
So if that is you, what does your family constantly get on your case about? Feel free to share.
And maybe it's not even like get on your case. It's just something that whatever it is that they are talking about isn't uplifting you in any way. If anything, it's just bringing you down.
Or it's very triggering.
Very triggering. For example, we heard from Katie yesterday on Facebook. And Katie wrote us and said, I love my family to death, but we have been doing this song and dance for far too long.
Yeah.
Every time we get together, all we can talk about is weight, how much we weigh, who's losing weight, what you're doing for an exercise routine, who's on Ozempic, who's not on Ozempic, who refuses to go on Ozempic, who's going to go on Ozempic. Like, it is just out of control. And it truly makes me feel horrible about myself because as someone who grew up on the heavier side, I constantly feel like I'm being compared and poked and prodded about this situation. And anytime I try to change or revert back to something different or talk about a different topic, somehow it always gets brought back to weight.
Sure.
And it is making me bitter and very resentful to see my family because I love them, like I said in the beginning of this message. But at the same time, I can't do this. It truly is triggering for me, and my therapy bills are going up as we speak. Oh,
yeah. I could see how a conversation like that with the family would definitely weigh heavy on the heart.
No pun intended. Fully.
I'm sorry.
And I think that this rings true for a lot of different family dynamics and a lot of different people. Maybe not the weight specifically, whether it's weight, whether it's your family and your uncle who can't stop talking about politics and you're like, it's really nice outside. And it's like, yeah, well, it's the Liberals' fault and blah, blah, blah. Like, you know what I mean? Like everything that you say is somehow brought back to their narrative and their agenda. And it's exhausting.
They tie it back to them.
Is.
Yeah, and you know, there's a time and a place, but man, how emotionally exhausting. It doesn't happen as much anymore because my family has given up on me. But I'm sure you guys can imagine. It's especially when I was visiting for the holidays. It was about my relationships. 24/7. Are you seeing anyone? Do you have plans to get married? Do you have plans to have kids? Well, I haven't thought about it because that's not why I moved to LA, was to look for a family. And respectfully, if I was going to do it, it definitely wouldn't be there.
Yeah.
Because the quality of women here in Rochester, New York, compared to LA, is stupid. I would choose finding a partner here any day of the week. And those conversations used to just make, I would leave just feeling drained. You know what I mean? Like, I constantly have to explain myself. You don't owe anyone an explanation.
Right.
So if that conversation about weight is the only thing that they're going to bring up year after year, then you know what to expect.
Right. Is that on you, though, for like managing your expectations? You know what I mean? Like, is that on you to be like, I know what's to come and I'm not going to let this trigger me because it's not a me problem. It's a them problem. This person says, I hate to say this, but when my family is pretty healthy, I actually love their company. Oh, I hate to say this, but my family is pretty healthy and I actually love their company and I hate when they leave. See, and that's not, I'm not, we're not saying that everyone has to hate their family and that's the majority for everyone. But there are certain situations that people find themselves in that can be triggering around the holidays. This person says, I have a family member who says awful things, literally committing crimes, and then defends their actions and says people who judge are the bad guy. I don't go over for Christmas anymore because I don't go along with it. You're the bad guy. And that's the thing, like, to keep the peace in order to make things less awkward for everyone involved, you just kind of let that person say whatever it is that they need to say, and you don't bite back, you don't fight back, you don't challenge them in any way, because if you were to do that, it would cause a huge rift, and now you're the one ruining Christmas? Please.
Yeah, and you know, there's a lot of people who love their family, but their visit turns into a critique of their life choices. And I get that. Chris says, I skip holidays because, it was exhausting pretending I'm okay with comments about my weight every single year. That seems to be a huge topic for people and their families.
So
is weight.
I don't think I shared this story with you over Thanksgiving. And this is kind of like awkward when it's not you who's really affected by it. It's your spouse, right? Like,
oh yeah.
It's not, okay. Your spouse didn't choose your family. I guess you didn't either. But like over Thanksgiving, my aunt said something to Patrice. It was like, wow, you're like eating a lot. And she was like,
who said that?
It's Thanksgiving. My aunt said that to Patrice.
Why would that be a comment?
She was like really pissed off about it, which like I totally understand.
Why would another woman say that to another woman? I don't get it.
And the thing is, you can't control what comes out of people's mouths, and you think everyone's house trained and you think everyone's civilized, but that's just not. That's not the reality of the situation. This person says, I love my family, but my partner's family, total nightmare.
See, that's my worst nightmare.
Patrice weighing
in. That is my worst nightmare, marrying into a family where I despise. But I would know better because you have to develop a relationship, and you know, once you get married, you marry the whole family.
Yeah, that's but also at the same time, like you could really like your partner's family and then things can flip on a dime down
big time.
The road.
Sure.
And now it's like, oh, now we're in a full-fledged family war. Like, yeah.
Emily says, hi, Moose and Breezy. My family brings up my divorce every single time I'm with them. And it was really, really tough, but I made the decision this year to spend the holidays alone. They didn't accept that, but I had to protect my my peace. Emily, I don't blame you whatsoever.
No.
It's like, okay, yes, you got divorced. Can we move on? Why does that have to be the topic of conversation every single holiday?
And this person says, my family, all they do is talk about each other. The ones who aren't there get talked about and vice versa. Yeah, that's true. Can you believe what she did? Can you believe what she said? It's like,
it's the
get a new bit.
Well, it's the gossip. That's what people do. You know, especially if you're Italian, you sit around, you're like, okay, it's time to talk about, we got to talk about
pull out the black book.
Yeah, that's what it is, you know? And some of you, it's not that you hate your family. It's just, you hate how you feel when you're around them.
Yeah.
And that, you know, that's sad too. And I think it's super relatable. You know, I think this is something that we all go through one year or another. Maybe some of you, it's consistent, clearly, by the messages. But I don't know. It's just, I feel bad. You know what I mean? Because not everyone is blessed with a loving, caring family. Some of them drive you nuts. But
also we need to take into account that two things can be true. You can be blessed with a loving, caring family, and they can also drive you absolutely nuts.
Yeah, it's all about healthy balance. You choose when you want to, you know, how much time you want to give them. That's all.
Right.
Thank you guys for all the messages on this morning and really opening up.
Truly.
This is a safe space 40% of the time.
We're not Wegmans. We're not going to sell your facial recognition. You know what I mean? Yeah.
98PXY traffic.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. My coworker should stop whistling Taylor Swift songs. He's not paid to be a canary. Two eggs in your omelet? Whoa, settle down, Rockefeller. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There. I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There, I Said It on the number one hit music station, 98BXY.
People are pissed.
Yes, they are.
That's okay. We're going to give you guys a chance to
clear the air.
Let's let the elephant out of the room this morning. 585-252-9800. The phone lines are open and the texts are pouring in. First one is from our boy Rick this morning, who says, anyone who says this year is my year on January 1st has already given up by January 15th. There, I said it. Mm-hmm. I 100% agree. Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I need to be real for a second. For all of you that are bitching and complaining about the people coming to your gym and infiltrating your gym, and you can't find a treadmill. It's okay. A lot of them might give up, and that's okay.
Yeah, people are trying to better themselves.
It's a 3-week thing.
Give them 2 to 3 weeks. That's
all.
Just
relax.
2 to 3 weeks. Your workout, if you're consistent, should start the 3rd week of January.
I know.
Gyms will be empty. Let's go over to Heather. I got one for today. Parents who let their kids run around restaurants like it's a recess, control your child or take the food to go. There, I said it. Yeah, I got
that's the jungle gym.
Trust me, I got some stories about when I was younger at Ponderosa. You know, mine for today is anyone who calls 911 on a fast food chain for messing up their order needs serious therapy. There, I said it. You should be ashamed.
The BetterHelp subscription.
The woman who called police over not receiving her nuggets fast enough at the McDonald's drive-thru, Did that
actually happen?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's why people like her need to be arrested. I think the best part was the operator was like, we're a little tied up right now. You want us to send an officer down there because you didn't get your nuggets quick enough?
Yeah.
The entitlement.
Thanks.
It's disgusting.
No, we're good here. Thank you so much. All right. Who else is here for their hot takes and unpopular opinions this morning? This person says, I don't know why people use the word literally as a filler as much as they do. You literally sound stupid. There, I said it. Okay.
All right. Yeah.
I feel like that's directed towards me. I do.
You do use literally a lot.
I do say literally a lot of the time.
You try to get the point across.
I mean, try to hit it home. I can't make it any more literal. You know what I mean? It's literally crazy.
Let me go over. I got to get to Nancy. Parents who call their kid their best friend are a walking red flag. You need boundaries immediately. It's always the moms who think they are parent of the year because their child tells them everything or let them do whatever they want. You're the problem with parenting. There, I said
Why
it.
Why is it always moms with sons, too? It's moms with sons.
He's
really
my
what it is.
Baby. The gloves are off this morning, and I'm absolutely loving it. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
I'm loving it. Mine for today is this. I know I said this before the break, but I'm going to hammer it home one more time in the new year. No show socks need to be burnt at the stake.
Come on,
there,
please.
I said it.
Leave it in 2025.
I can't. No, I need it to be in 2026.
I don't get it.
It's just, aren't your ankles freezing? Don't you get blisters? Like, what are we doing? Get a crew sock and move on with your life. Grow up.
I'm not feeling it.
There, I said it.
Even in 12 degree weather, I would be doing a disservice to people if they didn't see a little ankle. You know what I mean?
We all are good. We're good. Thank you so much.
All these Pringles are way better than regular Pringles. There, I said it. That came in from Scott. He said too many people are scared of a little extra sodium.
Honestly, Aldi's taste better because it's cheaper, in my opinion.
Yeah, like, is it? I mean, what are they?
I love the taste of saving money.
Do they even have Pringles, or is it generic? Isn't it like,
well, sometimes they do carry brand, like they have brand name like Oreos.
Yeah, but I think their Pringles are actually called like Poppy Crisp or something like that.
You've never stepped foot in Aldi a day in your life, have you?
No, I went during break.
Did you? He ran out of money.
I walked in there and I walked out. I didn't buy a thing. Nah,
why?
Not interested.
Because it's amazing there.
I didn't enjoy myself. Let's go to Janae. Hi guys, I have to come to the realization that most people don't want advice. They want validation. Also, if you're over 21 and still vaping, you look absolutely ridiculous, and there's nothing sexy about you.
Not you smoking a USB, a flash drive.
I think numbers are falling. I think the numbers are decreasing. People are smoking and vaping less today, I think.
It's so ick for me.
I don't see as many people smoking a cigarette these days. Do you guys?
I mean, they're all here in this building. That's why.
Everyone's here. Yeah. Mike says, anyone who spends $40 on a candle is terrible with money. There, I said it, and I really hope my wife hears this. Have a great day, you guys. No, you too, buddy.
Not the wife catching strays. She's just trying to have a beautiful morning commute. Her husband's putting her on blast. Okay.
No, that's okay. That's what this segment is for.
That's fine.
And I've been guilty of spending $35 on a candle. But it was a beautiful candle. It was like a glass jar. Mm-hmm. What's that expensive candle company? Starts with a V. Come on.
No. Hard no.
No?
No.
Oh, Voluspa? Voluspa? It's got to be Voluspa.
Perfect. Yep.
It was like
so
$40.
He can't even pronounce it.
Oh, but Breezy, it was absolutely beautiful. It was beautiful.
Do you have a candle warmer?
No.
Oh, I love a candle warmer.
No, and then let's go over to our friend Jeff this morning. No Big Ed in the new year. We haven't seen Big Ed.
And for the best.
Another drive-thru take. Good morning, guys. Drive-thru speakers have not improved since 1997, and it's starting to feel intentional. There I said it. Any of you been through the drive-thru Dunkin' on East Ave? They literally have a sign that says, please speak up so we can hear you. Like, there's, you can't hear their voices.
Why don't you fix? Why don't you fix the intercom system?
It's like, come on, you guys. It's 2026. You pull up and they're like,
"What? Being held hostage." Also, when did fast food become $20?
Oh yeah, I know.
When did fast food become $20?
There's no more dollar menu.
Oh, my
and there is, but gosh. You know, a filet is like $11.
PXY mornings with you everywhere you go.
Listen to Moose and Breezy and follow in the free Odyssey app.
The home of 98 PXY.
Shaboozy on PXY mornings. What's up, guys? Welcome to the show. Moose Breezy, 39 for the high today. Gonna see a little rain.
Oh, yeah.
Wash that snow away. How many of you were sick over the holidays? Because flu cases, wow, surging both nationally and locally, with New York State recently reporting a record number of cases in a single week. Local hospitals and urgent care centers, I mean, they experienced a significant influx of flu patients. Everyone I knew over the holiday was just down for the count.
Yeah.
The lead physician assistant at Rochester Regional Health urgent care facilities said there has been a startling number of recent influenza cases in Monroe County. And I think we've seen just about all of Rochester with the flu. I don't know if there's anyone who hasn't had it. Were you sick?
No, thank God. Everyone around me was, though. And I was just like holding my breath, waiting for my downfall.
Same.
But it never came. Thank God. But I also got my flu shot the last day we were on air, the 19th. So yeah. I made sure we were
all my rolling, rolling. My parents, my niece, my nephew, everyone. And it was like I was down for maybe 2 days. I was congested. I had a cough. But Monroe County, they reported more than 1,800 flu cases for the week ending December 27th.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and although that number was slightly lower than the previous week, flu hospitalizations were definitely on the rise. And urgent cares were so busy, they just couldn't keep up. And they're saying, and, you know, they said basically in situations where the patient is having significant difficulty breathing, if you're having chest pains or if you're really, really ill, and I, you know, they have to say this, people weren't going to the hospital. They were going to urgent care. And they're saying, please go directly to the emergency room.
Wow. Yeah, that's not great.
So I don't want to say the holidays this year were a wash, but I mean, everyone was down for the count. And I can't say this enough. Be mindful and wash your hands, you guys. It's so important and it's so easy to do, but so many people just don't do it. I was at the bar over Christmas break. The amount of people that go into the bathroom, pee all over themselves and just walk out.
Yeah.
Touch the handle.
We're not.
They're shaking people. They're touching pint glasses. It's like, what are you thinking?
Yeah. We're not going to do that.
Alrighty. First one of the year, but it's time for everyone's favorite game, Can't Be Breezy.
We have tickets on the line for the most special event we'll probably ever give away on the show.
That's right. 585-252-9800 to win a pair of tickets to PXY Mornings, Moose and Breezy, live after dark at Jiva Theater 1 month from today. Guys, this is our first live show, and we want you to be a part of it. February 6th, Friday night. The only way to attend this live event is to what, Breezy?
You got to win your way in, baby.
You got to win tickets. It is going to be the greatest Friday night of your life. Yep. We're going to have so many prizes and things to give away. More details coming up. Your chance to win is coming up next with Can't Be Breezy. Looking for caller 8 right now. Good luck.
PXY is free and always will be. She's confident, bold, and she thinks she has all the answers. BXY Mornings present Rochester's favorite game.
Can't Beat Breezy! That's right. This is for tickets to our very first live show at Jiva Theater a month from today. And we're very, very excited. The only way to go to the show is to win tickets. Is that right, Breeze?
Yes, that is it. And we are going to be live on stage doing our show, performing our bits. This is not like a remote broadcast. This is a performance, you guys. And you don't want to miss it. You don't.
It's going to be the best Friday night of your life.
Can't.
Let's go to the phones. PXY, who's this?
This is Mitch.
Mitch, where are you calling from, man?
Aranda Court.
Mitch, you're representing.
You guys?
Well, we're in the city.
We're in high Niagara Falls, Mitch. Of course.
No, I said, how are you guys?
Oh, how are we? We are amazing. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing great. I'm a little nervous, but you know we're going to do it.
No, you're shaking in your boots.
Mitch, I have literally even better news for you, man, because you call her a... Do a Rhonda quite proud, okay?
If you win these tickets, who are you taking with you to our live show?
My beautiful girlfriend of mine.
Oh, love that, man. You guys will have the best time.
Shout out.
Unless we do a horrible job, and then in which case, that's going to suck for you.
Really?
All right, Breezy is leaving the room right now.
Good luck, Mitch.
Okay, thank you.
All right, Mitch, the rules are simple, buddy. You got 5 seconds to answer each question. If you end in a tie with our girl Breezy, you're going to get the win. Let's go to question number one. Mitch, who is the professional boxer nicknamed Iron Mike?
Mike Tyson.
Locking you in for Mike Tyson. Question number two. Which chocolate bar uses the slogan, sometimes you feel like a nut and sometimes you don't?
Oh, shoot. Hershey?
Final answer?
Sure.
Going with? You're going with Hershey. Question number three. Hey, Mitch, you a Buffalo Bills fan? No, you're not.
Not really. I don't watch football.
Okay, let's go to question number three. Name the team the Bills will be playing against in their first playoff game.
The Packers.
You going with Packers?
Yep.
Okay, we're going with the Green Bay Packers. Question number four, Mitch. What fast food restaurant is famous for its square hamburgers?
Wendy's.
Going with Wendy's.
Definitely know that one.
And question number five, name this movie. I feel the need for speed.
Fast and Furious?
Fast and Furious? Going with Fast and Furious? Okay, let's bring our girl Breezy back into the room. We're going to tally these up, Mitch, and see how well you did, buddy. Right now, we're looking at a total of 2 out of 5.
Okay.
Honestly, man.
Oh, bad.
That's enough to be Breezy.
Yeah, really.
Hopefully.
Fingers crossed.
There are people in the past, last year alone, didn't get a single question right. They still be Breezy.
Go on.
They still. All right, Mitch, I'm putting you on hold, man. Stay right there. Question number one, Breeze.
Yes.
Who's the professional boxer nicknamed Iron Mike?
The only boxer I know is Rocky, so this is where we run into some problems.
Locking you in for Rocky, question number two. Which chocolate bar uses the slogan, sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't?
What?
Oh, come on!
Pass. Nutella? What?
A chocolate bar, Breeze. Come on.
Payday.
Are we going with...
I don't know.
Going with Payday. Okay. I guess that's a real answer. Huge Bills fan over here.
Huge.
Breezy.
Yeah.
Name the team the Buffalo Bills will be playing against in their first playoff game.
The Jaguars.
Jacksonville Jaguars. Question number four. What fast food restaurant is famous for its square hamburgers?
Wendy's.
And question number five. Name the movie. I feel the need. The need for speed.
Cars 2.
Cars 2. Let's get our boy Mitch back up on the line. What's up, Mitch?
Hey.
How do you think Breezy did?
I think she did it just as well as I did.
Really? Did we tie?
You guys definitely tied. That means, Mitch, you got yourself the win! Let's run through the board, shall we? Who's that professional boxer nicknamed Iron Mike? You got that correct, Mitch. It's Mike Tyson. Breezy said Rocky.
Mike Tyson.
Right. The chocolate bar that uses the slogan, sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't, is Almond Joy.
Right.
You said never Hershey. You've never heard of Almond Joy?
No, I never heard of the slogan.
Oh, really?
Me neither, Mitch. Me neither.
Breezy said Payday. The Bills are facing the Jacksonville Jaguars in their first playoff game. That fast food restaurant is famous for its square hamburgers. Yes, it's Wendy's. We all love it. And the movie, The Need for Speed, is Top Gun. You said Fast and Furious, Mitch, which was a good guess. Breezy said Cars 2. So, okay.
Lightning McQueen!
Dude, February 6th, you and your girlfriend are going to be at Jiva Theater with Breezy and I for our first ever live show, PXY Mornings,
wait to meet you.
After dark. And you have a chance, buddy, to leave with some really amazing prizes that night. So thanks for supporting us. And stay on the line. I'll get all your info. I need you to say my name is Mitch from Irondequoit, and I kind of, sort of, just beat Breezy.
My name is Mitch from Irondequoit, and I kind of beat Breezy.
Woo! Hey, it's me, Julia, your at-work bestie on 98PXY. Each weekday, just after 2:30, I share my life hack of the day. I promise it'll make your life a little easier. The Julia Show on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
Nobody ever prepares you for the first time you hit a deer with your car. But it is a very traumatizing experience. It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. 585-252-9800. You can call or text. A very emotional morning for your fiance, Patrice.
I know. You were going to say my wife. Oh.
Eventually.
Eventually, yeah, in 8 months. So this morning, I'm like getting ready for work. I'm bopping around and I feel like I have more time in the morning now. This is the first morning I've ever done it, but I've been bricking myself, so I don't have access to anything really on my phone, social media-wise, text message-wise. So I've been very present and in the moment. And I was having kind of a zen morning, and then all of a sudden I get this call from my fiancé, Patrice, and I missed it because I was rummaging around, and she texts me. She goes, you need to call me right now. I'm freaking out. So now I'm panicked. I call her. She's like, I literally smashed into a deer. And what do I do? Like, do I call the cops? Do I have to pull over? Am I going to jail? I'm like, no, you're not going to jail.
Am I going to jail? It's not a hit and run.
No. I was like, this is a one car accident. Like, you're totally fine. But we do need to obviously sort this through. And she was just panic stricken. And I remember hitting my first deer too. Like, it is scary. And I think that when we live here in Western New York, you know, it's easy for hitting a deer to just become like a regular thing. Like, I knew someone that hit a deer 4 times in 3 months. Like, they never even had their car. It was always in the shop. But you made a good point this morning. Hitting deer can be deadly.
Oh, yeah. Like, I can't stand, like, somebody had texted in earlier and was like, it's good luck. It's not good luck. You know how many people have died because a deer went through their windshield? It's not good luck.
It's scary.
It is.
It's scary. Like, driving your car at whatever speed you're going, 30 to 60 miles an hour, and blasting into this huge animal that's rock solid. Now there's fur in your grill. It's like,
I'm actually very surprised that she got away with the little damage that she had on her car. I mean, her taillight's busted. But
her,
I remember
her
headlight is all busted, and obviously there's, you know, little blood on the front end. But man, my car was not drivable. There was pieces all over the road.
And that's the thing, like when you hit a deer, it could be, oh, you know, my fender is bruised and dented, or it could be, no, I literally totaled my car. Like there's this wide spectrum, and I think with her, you know, it's just jarring having it be your first time hitting a deer or an animal in general. Yeah, but a deer is like huge.
And it's that time of the year, too. You have to pay extra. You have to be extra careful and pay attention.
Yeah.
Because I was at a red light and it came. Dude, this thing blasted out of the woods like it came out of a cannon and just went full force at my driver's side door. I was at a red light on Vintage Lane in Greece. And it took off my mirror. And I just got the car fixed from hitting a deer a month ago.
That's like how it goes, though. That's how it goes. It's so crazy. Like, living here in these conditions, whether it be winter or, I mean, I've hit deer in the summer, too. Like, they're just constantly on the move. And it's so normal to us. I actually just asked my dad this last week when I was in Florida. I said, are there deer in Florida? And he's like, there are, but they're just like way smaller.
Yeah.
Because obviously like the living conditions are different. But animals are just wildly unpredictable. And driving around when you don't have, you know, really any idea when they're going to be popping out is like, it's terrifying.
There's no warning. I mean, how many of you have ever hit a deer with your car? What was that experience like?
Because or a deer like, hit you.
Yeah, it's not like they teach you this in driver's ed, how to deal with it emotionally.
Right.
Because I was sitting there and I didn't see it. That's how fast it was. You just hear the noise.
You don't see it. It's like it's lightning speed.
Yeah, I was doing like
insane
70, and my whole front end of my car gone.
See ya. Gone I was like, with the wind, gone with the deer.
You know.
See ya.
And that it was wild, but I pulled over. The fluids are all over the on
well,
the ground.
The thing. It's like your car could blow up. Like it's a whole rigmarole. So.
So as far as New York State, I mean, last year alone, there were, I think, 5 deaths reported from hitting a deer, but over 31,000 reports in New York State with tens of thousands of deer-related crashes yearly. Mm-hmm. So it's very, very common, especially in the state of New York and where we live in upstate, but it's scary. You have to be careful. Can you imagine if you're driving a Fiat?
Nope. Not at all. The deer's bigger than the Fiat.
Or your Yaris. Oh, the Toyota Yaris. You would be done.
I can't remember if I did hit a deer with my Yaris. I hit so many things with the Yaris. It's hard to keep track, but yeah.
It's like when you're driving in pitch dark, there's no lights anywhere. All you see is their little freaking eyes.
Their beady eyes.
And it's like they're waiting. They're waiting for you. To jump out. I never understood it. It's like, you see me coming.
Also,
come on.
You want to know what's crazy is like these deer will like literally get blasted by cars and then just walk off. They just like walk off. Like
yeah.
9 times out of 10, they won't die. But not that I want them to by any means, but it's the reality of the situation.
Yeah, no, you're right. We got a text. Who's this? Chris. I hit a deer last year. Car was absolutely totaled. The deer walked off. Still not over it. How is that possible?
Oh my gosh.
They totaled your car, but the deer was fine.
It really is.
Sounds like you were the one driving the Fiat. I'm so glad Patrice is okay, though.
No, me too.
I'm sure she's a little shaken
she's
up.
She's definitely shaken up. And she's like, my dad's going to be so mad. I'm like, you're 30.
Why is that's what she's worried about? Her dad's going to be pissed?
Yeah.
Okay.
We don't have enough time.
No, because I do have a lot of questions.
Connect with PXY Mornings on our socials.
Facebook.
IG.
X.
98 PXY Rochester. It's Moose and Breezy on 98 PXY. 98 PXY's Moose and Breezy invite you to grab your popcorn. Get comfortable in your seat. Because Breezy's about to break down a classic she somehow missed over the last quarter century. It's Breezy's Big Movie Review.
Action! Yesterday on the show, we acted out a scene from the new 2025 dark comedy film called Begonia. Starring Emma Stone
really and not sure.
Jesse Plemons. Before Breezy gets to her review of this film, here's a clip of us acting out a scene from the movie on yesterday's show for Mooster Peace Theater.
Right. Okay, look, where is my hair?
Your hair has been destroyed.
You shaved off my hair.
Yes, we shaved off your hair.
Why have you shaved off my hair?
To present you, prevent you from contacting your ship.
What ship?
Your mothership. Just say it.
Say what? What is happening?
We know exactly what you are. Say it. We want to hear you say it. Say you're an alien.
Fine, I'm an alien.
Really? That's the best you can do? You didn't even say it in your own language.
Will you please let me go? And get me the hell out of here? You people are crazy!
You're not running out of the room. You're chained to a bed. And cut. I thought you actually played that pretty well.
Well, I watched the scene and literally the same cadence.
Well, because I gave you direction.
Well, I mean, I'm also an amazing actress, so.
Rotten Tomatoes did give this 87%. And basically the breakdown is two conspiracy obsessed men kidnap the CEO of a major company when they become convinced she's an alien who wants to destroy Earth. I loved every second of this film. Breezy, did this movie hold up, yes or no?
No.
What do you mean?
Although it was literally came out like 2 months ago, no. It's
a classic.
It's really not. Where, when and how did we get away from the classics? You're like, it's a classic, came out yesterday. Doesn't even have time to marinate enough to become a classic.
I know, but I was so excited about it. I wanted to make it known.
I know that you sat home over break with your blankie and a bucket of popcorn and watched this on your couch.
I did.
I know that for certain.
I did, minus the popcorn. Mm-hmm. All right, Breeze, let's get into it.
How did you even stumble upon this train wreck?
I got this new box for my TV, and it's got like all these new releases and movies. It's super.
Wait, everyone's been talking about
this. Yeah, I shouldn't talk about it. It's illegal. Okay, so... All right, let's get into this real quick. Obviously the movie didn't hold up according to you, even though this is probably based off of a true story. We don't know that yet.
Okay. Emma Stone, I think, did amazing.
She was great.
She didn't love the shaved head, but that wasn't her choice. Also, me not being able to stay on task and getting confused very easily. The honeybees, like what was the whole thing with that? I just don't understand the tie-in. Like, what? I don't get it. They were beekeepers?
Yeah, they were beekeepers.
What does that have to do with literally anything?
It ties in somehow to the movie.
Right.
It's great, though.
He goes, can't put my finger on it, know it for certain.
Emma Stone was your favorite character in the film.
I think she did great. The guy, who was the guy?
Jesse Plemons.
The one that was holding her captive?
Yeah.
He looked like Haymitch from The Hunger Games.
Sure.
So there's that. Also, was this a South Korean film remade? That's what it says.
I believe so, because
Save
I've seen...
Save the Green Planet?
I've seen this director direct Emma Stone in another film. I forget the name of it, but it was dark. It was a dark film. William Dafoe was in it. I can't remember the name of it. Going back, let's circle back here. Did you feel like you learned anything from this film? What did you take away from it?
Maybe don't get so successful that you're wanted to be kidnapped. You know what I mean? Just kind of keep it low pro, mediocre, and not keep as much attention on yourself, because there are a lot of weirdo freaks out there that will try to kidnap you and shave your head and lock you in the basement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that does happen.
That was something that I truly felt like was a lesson that I took away.
What was your favorite scene in the film?
Listen, I like the beginning parts when she was just being a badass, you know? She rocked it, and then it kind of all went to downhill after that. Because she was just so certain in her character. She was who she was. She was the boss. She was on Forbes. She was doing all the things. And then it all just kind of went down.
Oh, yeah. The ending is the best part. And I really, truly, because it's a new movie, don't want to give away any spoilers. But best throwback moment of the film?
I'm just going to go with the fact that there was a lot of alien talk. It's giving E.T., you know?
That's not a throwback moment.
There's no throwbacks. It came out 2 months ago. What are you talking about?
Well, maybe. Listen, the guy's like nasty ass home that he lived in. There was a lot of throwbacks in there. The kitchen table, fine, the curtains, all that stuff.
I thought that it was Silence of the Lambs adjacent.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So that was my biggest throwback.
If you guys are just tuning in, we're reviewing Begonia.
No clue. Also, just for future reference, I don't know. We've been doing this show together for 3 years, so I'm not really sure how many times I have to say it. Not a fan of sci-fi. So no more sci-fi, please.
Again, most likely this was based off of a true story. Breezy, popcorn bucket score out of 5. What are you giving it?
Hard to follow. Bees were not really necessary. Hated Emma Stone's hair after they shaved it. The antifreeze bottle. It was a whole thing. Anyways, not one of my favorite picks. So I'm going to give it, you guessed it, a whopping 1.2 out of 5.
Worst score ever. I would have given it a 4.8. Let's get your brother on the
4.8?
phone. Yes, this is the best movie I've seen all year. And granted, we're 6 days in, but still, I will watch it again immediately any chance I get. It's that good, you guys.
Don't say that. My brother will be over this afternoon.
And you're Max?
Yeah.
You're more than welcome, buddy.
98 PXY is free.
And always will be.
How can anyone in their right mind cut another child's hair without asking the parent first.
What is going on? This
because
is something you do not do.
No, you just don't do it. What? You think you're doing them a favor? It's PXY Mornings. You got Moose and Breezy. We have Katrina on hold, waiting to speak with us this morning. And her story is absolutely, it's wild, you guys. 585-252-9800. What would you do if another parent decided to cut your child's hair without even asking? They were just trying to help.
Yeah.
Hi, Katrina. Good morning.
Good morning. Hi.
Hi, good morning.
I listen to you guys all the time. So thank you for doing what you do. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, my queen.
You are just in turmoil right now.
Fully.
This is, I don't mean to laugh because obviously you're very pissed off. Tell us what happened.
I know, I am. I just, but it's not your fault. So I was trying to, you know, open well.
Yeah, open gently. Yeah, yeah.
That's fine.
You know, but yes, I'm so mad about this. And I love you guys. So I was hoping to get your hot take on this. So, my daughter, she went on a play date, about a week ago to her friend's house. She comes home and her bangs had been cut by the other mom.
Someone cut her bangs.
What?
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure. It obviously probably the first thing you noticed too, right?
Yeah. She didn't call. She didn't text. She just decided my daughter's hair wasn't right, and she just was going to take scissors to it. And I was so angry.
I don't know a single parent that would do that.
I know. Okay. That's what I thought too, right? My daughter, my sweet daughter, she looked so embarrassed because she thought that she had to let it happen.
Right. And your daughter's how old?
She's 7.
It's okay, yeah. So when an adult said, "Come over here, I'm going to do this for you," she probably was like, "Okay.
Okay.
Please and thank you."
Right.
She's like, got it.
She's a good kid and she listens to, you know, she listens
authority.
To adults.
Yeah.
And so she thought that she had to let it happen. But like, who just cut somebody else's kid's hair? That's my kid. That's my decision. And I reached out to the mom. Mom's a professional hairstylist. Okay. And
so
I reached out to her.
So?
I said, I'm really confused.
She thought because she's a hairstylist, she could just do that and not even ask you for permission. Explain that to me.
Yeah, right. That's diabolical.
Yeah, thank you. Make it make sense, right? So the mom says, I was trying to help. I'm a professional. This is what I do. I was trying to help. It's not like I'm going to charge you for it.
Oh, my God. What?
Yeah. Can you believe that?
Really said
that. Can you
that?
Believe that? And she goes, oh, I'm sorry, I crossed the line. If I crossed the line, I really was just trying to help. And I was like, you know, some kind of help is the kind of help we all can do without. Thank you. You know?
Of course.
Also,
yeah.
Like, bangs are such a pain in the ass. If anything, she's adding more on your plate.
I mean, where did you leave off?
I mean, I don't want my daughter to lose her best friend over this, and so that's the other thing is that I don't want to like make it hard for my kid socially. And I, so again, you know, I don't want my kid to lose her friend, but I definitely don't want her, you know, going on sleepovers at a friend's house after this.
I mean, this is absolutely criminal.
She comes home with fake veneers in her mouth. She's like now on Toddlers and Tiaras. We don't know.
I don't know a single parent that would go out of the way to cut another child's hair without asking their parent first.
Yeah.
I don't know a single person that would ever do that.
Even if you do that for a living, you still talk to the other mom first.
Correct. Well, be honest. Did she do a good job, though? Does it look nice?
It's okay.
Yeah, it looks okay.
It's fine. But like...
okay.
But that's not...
That wasn't the choice that you wanted to make.
But like you said, I don't want to do the maintenance of keeping her in bangs, and growing it out is such a pain.
Yeah, this is probably...
Bangs are wild.
Listen, if she does this and thinks it's okay, now the next time you send your daughter over there, now that's the only thing on your mind. What is she going to do now? I mean, you got to set some serious...
What is she going to do now?
Yeah.
A perm.
Yeah, and the kid doesn't even like it. You know, she's just like, she
like,
it looks fine, yeah. But she, you know,
But she doesn't really like it all that much because she's never had bangs in her life.
Katrina, let's get to some text coming in right now because a lot of people have a lot to say about this. 585-252-9800. You guys can call or text this morning. What would you do if another parent cut your child's hair without asking you? Thank you so much for your call this morning.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Hey, chin up.
Chin up, Katrina. Keep high and tight. You know what I mean?
Thank you so much for the original message, too. Have a great day, okay?
Oh, you guys, too. Happy New Year. Be well.
You, too. Thanks. You know, I guess now question is whether or not you would let your child continue to see a friend after something like this, because it's not like her daughter's friend did anything wrong.
Trust was betrayed.
You know, it was
the
mom.
That's what it is.
Let's hear from some of you guys this morning. Somebody just texted in, oh, heck no, I don't play like that. Too many parents like this Katrina mom are way too patient today. If someone cut my daughter's hair without asking, I would be at the front door with scissors myself. Mm-hmm. People play around too much. They're too brave. The answer is yes, and the friendship immediately. Nicole says, who gives a favor with scissors without asking? You have every right to be upset. I don't care if she's a stylist. Boundaries are boundaries.
I think it's just like so hard because you know as a parent you're cutting off a potential really nice friendship for your child. But the only way that I see it continuing and you feeling okay about it is if the child is coming to you. The trust has been completely broken for your child going over to that house because you don't know if they're going to come back with a tattoo next. Okay, that's a little dramatic, but you know what I mean. It's just like you don't know what's going on when she's under the care of that mom.
No kidding, that's what I'm
saying. What happened the first time is honestly less than to be desired. So
you're going to be stressed out all the time. Let me take a call from Jessica. Hi, Jess. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
All right.
So I had another thought
about
this whole situation. I totally agree with everybody saying that absolutely the mom crossed the line. And, you know, Katrina's being really nice about it, trying to help her daughter have good social interaction, whatever. My instant thing that I thought about is, oh, I think we need to have a talk, mom and daughter, about being able to stand up for yourself.
Yeah. 'Cause
at 7,
100%.
That instantly, my mom, like, radar went up, and I was like, ooh, I love that she listens to adults and she's a good kid, but you have to know if something doesn't feel right,
yeah. You
have to speak up. And that's where, like, my fear came in, and I was like, oh, no, I have to say something because it's just a scary world we live in. I mean, if moms are crossing the lines of, you know, taking advantage of a situation because I'm entitled because I'm a stylist.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, that doesn't make,
I
you
mean,
know.
What if this was a mom's boyfriend is just going to go take him out for ice cream? Do you have to ask?
Yeah. Of course you do.
Yeah.
You know, Kara's saying the same thing. She says it's not just hair. It's about teaching your daughter she has control over her own body.
Yeah.
Right.
Because maybe this is like a good, like, opening for her to have that conversation. So, like, as much as, like, the whole situation, it's all messed up. The mom did, you know, the mom that cut the hair shouldn't have done that. She needs to own it and
sure.
just say, hey, you know, I realized I was doing that. If you want me to, like, pay for your daughter to have the maintenance in between from bangs to transitioning out, I should do that because,
right.
you know, maybe you don't want me to cut your daughter's hair. Because I took the liberty of doing that, but I'll pay for it to be corrected.
It sounds
sure.
like bangs. It sounds like bangs are a lot of work.
Sure.
Yes.
A lot of maintenance.
Yes.
Jessica, thank you so much for calling in.
Thanks for having me.
Of course. Ashley says, you know, just because this woman cuts hair, she thinks she has the right to cut another child's hair without asking, and that's not how it works.
Right.
I do spray tanning, but I'm not spraying down my daughter's friend because she's pale all winter. People are ridiculous. Katrina did the right thing, yes, by confronting the mom, because that is a conversation obviously that needs to be had.
Yep.
She needs a better apology, though.
Absolutely.
It's not like I'm going to charge you for it. Oh, that makes it all better then.
Okay, but you can actually take on the bill of me going to the hairdresser every, 2 to 3 months to get those bangs trimmed up. Please.
Then that's the moral of the story. No one touches your child without permission.
Mm-hmm. And there it is.
PXY Mornings, you got Moose and Breezy. We'll be right back.
Hey, it's Julian. Every weekday while you listen to 98 PXY at work,
I share the latest celebrity tea with you with my Dirty and 30.
You're at just after 10:30 later this morning. The Julia Show on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover's accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.